I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, it's Saturday. Guess where you are?
It's beautiful outside. I'd rather be out there.
You want to just go take a remote and call us?
I think we should sit in the parking lot. We could put a banner up and do, like, you know, have the loud music, you know, and sit out there and hope cars stop by. And
we'll let the staff take care of that.
Oh, okay.
Those who think their staff just gave me dirty looks. We don't have us. We're it. Okay, life being what it is, we got the radio show going here about El Paso history.
Yes.
And we always say Texas history begins in El Paso. Why do we say that?
Because nobody could prove us wrong.
No, because it does. That's exactly why. And we got trivia today. What's about trivia today?
Well, we've got all kinds of trivia, but first we've got to let people know that not only are we just locally here in El Paso land, but you can also hear us on ktsmradio.com. Where you can go and download the iHeartRadio.com app and listen to us anywhere. You can get the internet. You can take us on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer.
Any device that has an internet connection.
Yeah, any kind of device that has an internet connection. And you can listen to us in Afghanistan or in Kuwait. I don't care.
That's actually not true, because your refrigerator now has an internet connection.
That's true. We can look at inside your refrigerator.
And inside their fridges. Well, this is nuts already. All right, wait. Talk about trivia, because you get all these wonderful... Somebody produced videos.
Oh, I have no idea who that was, Jackson.
Yeah, sure.
El Paso gold videos that we're going to be giving away today. And we're also got $20 in Pepe's, New Mexican food, that we're going to be giving away. So you've got a choice of the $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's or an El Paso gold DVD, which we have so many of those. We had the last tour of the El Paso smelter. Celebration of our cultures, Tom Lee's El Paso, Ghost Stories of El Paso 2, 3, and 4. We have Waco Tanks, Gunfights of the Old West, Tapestry, Women's Club of El Paso.
We try to bring in a variety.
Oh, yeah. Guerrero's 80th birthday.
Oh, now that's actually a fun thing. Yeah. That was a lot of fun at El Paso High School. We took over the school, and she had a birthday party. All right. And we'll give you one of those if you answer the trivia question. The trivia questions are going to be about the main subject today.
That's
we have
right.
a main subject going on today. Of a guy I knew quite well as a little kid, and he was an older gentleman to me at the time, but he ended up being our congressman, Richard C. White, and he was a very interesting man. So to talk about his history and his family's history, mm-hmm. we brought in some of the family and an historian. So the family member is Rod White. Good morning, Rod. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, good. Welcome here, dude.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Richard C. was your dad.
Yep. Yeah,
we have to talk about that, because we also brought in a story in here to talk about one of your earlier relatives, a historian named Bernie Sargent. Hey, Bernie, how's it going?
It's just going great.
Well, good to see you again, because you are the historian guy in El Paso that I think we need to go to for stuff.
Yeah, one of many historians.
Well, but the thing is, you research stuff, and you come in here all figured out what happened to the Captain White. Now, tell us a moment, Captain White was whom in this world of history?
James H. White? James Harrison White, a relative of a president of the United States.
Oh, the Harrison part.
The Harrison part, yes, absolutely. Born in Virginia, he became perhaps the youngest enlistee in the Confederate Army, served in the Independent Signal Corps, part of a group of people whose charter during the Civil War was to stand and observe Grant's Army and Navy along the James and the Potomac River.
Well, he ended up in El Paso, this guy.
He did. Yeah.
As a sheriff?
Well, he was one of the first sheriffs of the county, one of the early sheriffs of the county. He was also a tax collector, which probably explains why he was not a very rich man.
Oh, I see. People didn't go there.
Well, Bernie,
and he was also the sheriff involved with the very first legal hanging in El Paso County.
Oh, the rest of them were not?
Well, you know, there was some question, yeah.
We're going to talk about all this in the next 2 hours because both of these gentlemen, the Richard C. White congressman dude and his grandfather.
Right.
Your great-grandfather, Rod White. Yeah. So Rod White is here. Rod, you and I should talk a bit about some of the history I know because I picked up on your case and you picked up on my case second grade.
That's correct.
You and I were in second grade together through eighth grade when all of a sudden you just simply disappeared in the spring.
Yeah, that was I still remember it well. We'd have the election in 64, and my father was elected to the U.S. Congress, and I was eighth grade, so I sort of understood what was going on, but it was not totally. I remember they had already gone to Washington to get set up, and I stayed to finish out the semester, and they called me out of the class in the middle of a week, and I remember walking down the hall silent. There was dead silence walking down, and that's the last I saw.
Bassett?
Bassett and everybody. Well, I see him later on in life or a little later on, but that was it. Just left and got on a plane and took off for Washington.
And
total different.
We went from nice little Bassett High School here in El Paso to Alice Deal, or what'd you end up
Alice with? Deal. I was Alice Deal for that spring time.
Now, that's a great school in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah, it's a very good middle. I guess they called junior highs back then.
But being Rod White, you were not just the only name white. You were the only guy that was white.
Well, yeah, there was quite a – I was in D.C., so it was very heavily African-American in the city. So, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but I went there, and then the next fall we bought a house because we had rented the first spring. That was interesting.
So you got out of here. You went to D.C. Your father was the congressman. But let's talk some about his career because he was also in the state legislature back in the 50s, 1950s.
I guess he always wanted to get involved in politics, so he was – he was a state legislator in 55. He was a lawyer prior to that, but he was in 1955. He was in the state legislature in 1957. Those two terms he was state, and that was always in the spring. So, and it's just like right now. The state legislature is meeting right now in the springtime. So that was – we went down to Austin both of those two times for that whole spring session. I don't remember much of the first one. I was really young, but I do remember more of the second one. In 57.
Bernie, have you looked at some of the congressman's history?
No. I've
just
been
the
on
captain.
Him.
Just
he,
the captain.
He knows it. Yeah, just
okay.
The captain.
Well, the captain was an interesting forerunner of this same lineage because mm-hmm. that captain was an amazing guy all by himself. Now, Rod, you didn't really know that much about the captain, I take it.
Not a ton. But I know a little bit talking with my father that his, and Bernie will probably go over this. Basically, the captain's disposition, although he was in rough and tumble jobs, was really quite calm. He was not a rowdy type of person at all.
Yeah.
That was not his style. He was well liked by the community. And my father fit that same mold.
I was going to say your father was a calm guy, and he was kind of shy, actually.
Yeah, he was a little on the shy side, which makes it interesting that he went into politics at all.
Yeah, I would say that.
But when you combine his mother, Kathy White, with the father, Dick White, all of a sudden you had a dynamic duo.
Yeah,
she was something.
My mother was the outgoing person, and she's the one that would grab him by the coat and by the lapel and drag him over to someone. I want you to meet these people. And
well,
I'm not sure he could have gotten elected without her.
Well, she was about 4 foot two or something. She was 6 foot something.
One, 6'1" at least.
Oh, so she had to reach up to grab him by the collar.
The opposition party complained mightily in that first election that everything was going well for their candidate until my mother showed up, and they said that blonde bomb has messed up everything.
Well, there's another guy, Tom Diamond, was also involved in those campaigns back then.
Oh, yeah, Tom Diamond was very much involved, very prominent lawyer here in El Paso. And
we've had him in here talking about some of these things. So
he's written a book, so he's got some interesting stuff.
Oh, he does, and some of his stuff is just bizarre.
Yeah.
But also, that guy, obviously, your dad, before Kennedy was demised, he probably knew him as a politician.
That's interesting. After the state legislature, my father wanted to, I'm not sure, I think he always wanted to be in Congress, but what he wanted to do is stay in the people's minds. So he became the Democratic chairman for El Paso in, like, I don't know, 61 through 63. 1973 or something like that. And during that time frame, President Kennedy came to El Paso, and he was in charge of organizing the events and stuff. I remember meeting President Kennedy down at the old Cortez Hotel there on the plaza, and I have an autographed book of his, that his Profiles in Courage, that he wrote.
Oh, how cool.
Well, Tom Diamond sat here and told us about that campaign, and they said there was no budget to make signs, so all the people made their own signs.
Oh, yeah.
And people showed up by the hundreds with homemade signs, and Kennedy thought that was the coolest thing he ever saw.
I think it's great, yeah.
Fabulous. Absolutely. I remember I sat on the curb waiting for the motorcade to go by when he was actually president.
Yeah.
I was down by Alta Vista School on Montana. My mother said, "You got to see this." So I was, sure, what is, some guy driving, some sunburned guy,
yeah,
looking like he had a tan from Boston.
Yeah.
Which he did.
He had a tremendous fascination for missiles, so he loved going out to White Sands.
Well, he did that. He went to White Sands on a big trip out there, and I don't know exactly what happened. There was something about the Doc Noss gold involved. Did you hear that one? See, that's what intrigues me. He went out there to get the gold. Whatever.
I'll give you a little. His visit to El Paso in this big stage where he was doing his speech and so forth, President Kennedy had a bad back. Yeah. Always had during,
well,
ever since
the
war.
It's
from his war experience.
Yeah.
And basically, he couldn't sit in the folding chairs.
Oh.
So my dad went down to the furniture company and bought a wooden straight back chair for him to sit in on the stage. And I have that chair still.
Do you really?
That's amazing.
The Kennedy chair in
the Kennedy chair.
In the White House.
Yeah. No.
No. In your White House.
In my White House. Okay.
In White House.
El Paso White House.
Yeah, that's right. I got to, you know, when he was running for office, he went to Erie, Pennsylvania, where I was born. And I was standing on a piece of concrete that was holding up a flagpole and reached out and hit my hand as he went by. I was absolutely excited. I thought,
oh,
this
wow.
is just wonderful.
I know how you feel because I was sitting on the curb.
Yeah, and I had the little PT boat.
Oh, you did
know,
you?
Kennedy, you know, Kennedy for president for the longest time. It disappeared. I think I know where it went. But
well, the train set that was in the attic.
Yeah, the train set.
Oh, those have a tendency to go away when you go to college. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But the history there is also intertwined with Richard C. White was in World War II in a big way. He was a Japanese interpreter, but the way your mother put it, I remember her saying he was talking those individuals. She had a different word. She was talking those individuals out of their foxholes.
Yeah, he was in Iwo Jima.
Iwo Jima was where
he was. In Iwo Jima, and so they had tons of tunnels in those
those
mountains.
Middle,
and so it was. It was really more getting them going in the tunnels after him. I thought he was crazy.
Because
they had little niches in those tunnels, and you're in the dark, and all of a sudden they come out at you. So anyway, but he had to talk them out of there. And I guess he was always a persuader kind of person. So I don't know what he was saying.
Hence the calmness. You would have to be calm to try to talk somebody out. Yeah.
But even in Japanese, he knew Japanese.
A little bit. Enough.
Enough to say, get out of the foxhole. Here comes a grenade.
Yeah. Put your hands up. Come out.
If not, here comes a grenade. Yeah. Look out.
But what were you were telling me on the way in here earlier about his Japanese skills when he went to a restaurant with you when you later?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was younger, he would try to, sometimes in Washington, you would have folks that would come into the country and they would start working with some of the restaurants and he would try a little Japanese on them.
He tried to order.
Come out of the kitchen. Come out of the kitchen with your hands up.
Oh my God! You didn't just say that.
No. Rod, I'm only kidding.
Thank goodness Benihana's wasn't in existence then.
Oh my God! Yeah. We're talking to Rod White. His father was the congressman Richard C. White, and I got to tell you, that's a legacy that I shouldn't quit because the man was incredible for what he did for El Paso. He was into the history. He was one of the people that helped get state parks done. He was one of the people that got national parks done. And we're going to talk more about that as we go on because we got you here for 2 hours. Bernie Sargent, I'm going to call you our resident historian because you seem to live here. Welcome here.
Thank you.
But the thing is, you're going to be able to take a look at some of the relics of Captain White.
Yes.
Because Rod brought in some amazing stuff in a trunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's an original old great-grandfather trunk.
It was built for some of the items in there, yes. So it goes back to the 1880s, 1890s.
Melissa, can you get some shots of that
stuff? I'll take some pictures in and out during the show and post them later on.
Because
that's them up here and take because pictures.
Look know. What's in, the, just to tell me, there's a picture of Captain White you got on the thing over there.
Yeah, during the long break, I'll take some pictures of that.
And also, what's in there we're going to talk about real quick? Just give me headlines.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is dealing with his outfit for his Knights of Columbus,
okay,
which he was a member of. And there's also, he was a Freemason, so mm-hmm. there's some information from Almeida in there, and some head stuff for that.
It's a little hat that the Almeida Shriner wore.
Yeah, he's got that. And in there also, I have, in not great shape, but I have his original pardon that he had when he was pardoned at Appomattox Courthouse from Lee's Army at the surrender of the South. And
he was on the southern side, shall we say?
Yeah, and Bernie can go into that. He knows a lot better than I, but he was very young when he got out. Mm-hmm. I think he was maybe 18. So he was, and then he moved towards the west from that point.
And we'll see how that goes. We're going to take some trivia questions. Did we cover the trivia questions at all?
Yeah, I think we covered one of them, so we'll just do that.
Shelley, you got somebody we need to talk to immediately, if not sooner, before trivia? We're going to talk to Roy on the radio. Mr. Roy, how's it going?
And how are you guys?
Hey, Roy.
I went to Iwo Jima on a tour back in 1995. And before I signed up for that, I talked to a local guy that had been there and lost most of his arm, and he managed to stay in the Marine Corps. But I also talked to Mr. White in his law office down there by Texas and Florence, of that area.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said he'd go up and to these caves and he'd holler in, come on out, we'll treat you right according to the Geneva Convention and so forth. And he had to duck because immediately bullets started coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get out of the way because flamethrowers and satchel charge guys came in and started blowing up the cave.
And the caves were history at that point. Some of the guys in there shooting the bullets. But that was a tough war, Roy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was one of the worst. It was probably almost as well. Okinawa, they say, is worse than Iwo Jima.
Oh my!
Yeah, he was in the Marines, so he was in one of the front waves that went into the beaches.
He was a corporal. I'm not sure he used a loudspeaker or just cupped his hands and hollered, but he was a corporal. That was his job.
Yeah,
and you've been in some of those caves in that are still there.
Oh yeah.
One of the things that sent a lot of those islands have central mountains. And the Japanese posted their big guns on those mountains, and as the landing craft would come in from the ships, they would fire a shot, and it would go on one side of the deal. They'd fire a shot and go on the other side. Then they'd recalibrate and drop that next one right in on top of the ship of the landing craft.
Wow.
Well, see, on Iwo Jima, they learned some lessons the Japanese had, and they had a Matsurabachi. And they had a good observation post up there, and they before they got hit, of course, they were bombed by 22,000 tons of explosives and stuff.
Wow.
But the before the landing, they knew it was coming, of course, but they registered every one of their weapons. They could look at a rock on the side of the cave entrance and say, okay, we've got to go 4 degrees above that to hit that part of the beach over there.
Interesting. Well, that was a tough thing, and you actually went there as a tourist. Because I know you were a Marine also, U.S. Marine.
Yeah, I was. It was a long time ago, almost before your mom was born. No, not really.
Oh, probably. But the fact that you went on a tour, and that's an interesting eyewitness account.
It's an expensive, but it was worth it.
Well, I appreciate you telling us that, right? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing much better, thank you.
Good. Well,
let's go have some pie one day. What do you say?
Sound like a winner. You may have to drive.
Okay, fair enough. Talk to you again, sir. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Take it easy. Rod, we got Rod White in the house, along with Bernie Sargent and Melissa.
I think we need to do a trivia question,
shall
don't you?
We?
I think we shall.
Did we cover this stuff?
We're going to switch around.
We're going to do the second hour first, maybe. Yes, no, yes. I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
I'm going to surprise you. Okay. We're going to go to this question. As a Marine in the Pacific Theater during World War II, what was one of Richard White's Congressman Richard White's main duties?
As a soldier, as a Marine.
Soldier,
okay,
yes.
I think we did cover that.
I think we did. They should get this one. If you're staying after school again.
You want to throw a second one out there?
Just do one. Somebody chewed me out the other day on that one because we confused them.
Well, that's okay. We're confused anyway. So
I
why
know,
not
but I don't want to confuse anybody.
Add
anymore.
The audience to this mess and we're okay. All right, moving on to the question is again.
Okay. As a Marine in the Pacific Theater during World War II, what was one of Congressman Richard White's main duties as a soldier?
We'll have to find that out. If you can answer the question, you get this stuff?
That's right. You can get a DVD from El Paso Gold or $20 in gift certificates from Pepe's New Mexican food in Canutillo.
By the way, they're having a special today called the Oñate Special.
Oñate.
Three-roll tacos. It's easy. Three-roll tacos. Normally, they're a little bit above this number, but today it's $6 only if
that's
you go walk
deal.
In and say, I heard this on the radio. You have an Oñate Special. And then ask them why we call it the Oñate Special.
And they'll tell you.
It's because the Camino Real went right through their doors.
Right through the kitchen.
Yeah, and, well, and I think they had lunch that day, and Pepe was serving.
Yeah, he was. Pepe's been there
the
a long
Juan
time.
Juan and only margarita for Don Juan. All right, enough of this. All right, moving on to the next event, which will be the phone number.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This weekend only, the Corporate Buick GMC used car $1 down sale. That's right, $1 down and you're driving. The finest collection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the city. Hurry for best selection. Prices are slashed and painted clearly on the windshield. Or click on the CrawfordBuickGMC.com. Expedited credit approval, the best financing options, and the friendliest professional sales team in the business. Right now, during the Crawford used car $1 down sale. CrawfordBuickGMC.com, Montana and Airway. If you haven't shopped Crawford used cars, you're not done shopping.
Hi, I'm Mark Israel, owner of Donut Plant. I used 80,000 points from my Chase Inc. business card to make the latest food craze, the Ripple Donut. Now it's making headlines. NYC's best, raves the New York Post. Donut Plant has outdone itself, says Spoon University. And Grub Street says it will light up your Instagram.
What will you create with your points? Visit chase.com/ink to learn more about Inc. Business Preferred. Chase for business, so you can.
Real business owner compensated for use of his actual statements. Credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA NA. Restrictions and limitations apply.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except the convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
El Paso Roadrunner RV Park is your one stop for all your RV needs. Their on-site store has a wide variety of parts and accessories. Not only do they offer daily, weekly, and monthly, they have pull-through sites available with full hookups. Stop in today. Your RV will thank you. 1212 Lafayette. Ditch Witch Sales and Service in El Paso introduces the new Yanmar line of multi-use compact utility tractors. Yanmar designs, manufactures, and engineers all major components in-house, from the engine and transmission to the axles. And because they're made to work perfectly together, you get more usable horsepower and a smoother ride. See the new Yanmar tractors and the full lineup of Ditch Witch construction products at Ditch Witch Sales and Service, 10033 Railroad Drive, just north of Loop 375, or call them at 821-4477 or 800-444-7577. 69.
Small business owners, here's a thought. 63% of iHeartRadio listeners say they've made purchases based on what our personalities recommend. There's no better way to grow your small business than with the ultimate word of mouth. iHeartRadio. Call 844-BUY-RADIO to learn more.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
We are rocking and rolling here with history because it's an interesting thing. The life of Congressman Richard C. White. We have some people on the phone, I think, who work for him. But also, they seem to be calling for trivia. So let's find out what that's all about. You got a couple things to read here. I want people to know about the Weiler Aerial Tramway. They're celebrating 16 years of an anniversary of their reopening as a state park. And I presume, since I saw pictures on Facebook, they're up at the top again.
We hope so.
I think that's what I saw. But they're going to do that today from noon to 4 p.m. festivities. You can go up to $8 to get up if you're an adult. And $4 for children, and that includes a down trip, too. Remember, Rod, when we used to go up on the tramway?
Yeah, we used to hike all the way up there. That's a long hike.
I remember one time we didn't have any money to buy a ticket down, and we tried to sell Easter eggs.
Yeah,
and nobody remember that?
Yeah.
And nobody would buy them?
Nobody would buy our grubby little Easter eggs that we took up with us.
As food.
Yeah.
So we had to use them on the way back down to eat because we had to walk back down.
That's right.
Rod and I would go.
I wouldn't trust you either.
Oh, my God. That's one of the nuttier things you and I used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Rod White's in the house. Bernie Sargent's here. We're talking trivia. But the tramway today, that just reminded me of that. The fact that we did that. And that we were like 9 or 10 or 11.
That was our first attempt at that. And we just kept going. I had my younger brother with me, and
I got
in trouble for that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Because we went
taking
all the way to the top.
I'm surprised people wouldn't have bought the eggs from you kids just to get you down.
Well, we didn't. We were trying to buy a ticket.
Yeah, we were trying to do anything. But, you know, that mountain was our backyard.
Yes. Well, yeah, you lived right up there in Memphis.
And you were just down the
road. I was about a block away on Frankfort. And what a neighborhood that was. It's amazing that we survived that. Anyway, but to the point at hand, the tramway is open today. Get up there, check it out, because I'm 7,000 square miles, three countries, at 2300 McKinley, and you're supposed today to park at that rest home, Benvenir Senior Services today.
Okay.
They have a shuttle bus up there. So that's today. What do you got?
That's not bad. The Railroad Model and Historical Association of El Paso will have their 2017 open house from noon to 5 p.m. daily. That's going to start today and tomorrow, and visitors can see multiple trains running on various scales. The N, H, O, and O scale will also have I'm having trouble talking
today. It's a Lego thing, isn't it?
I know. I'm taking drugs that are making me really happy today.
Oh, good for you. You're already on top of the mountain.
I know. Yes. Getting dental work on Tuesday. Plus, now there's going to be running a Lego table. The train yards are located at 6335 Vaughn Court, and there's no admission charge. And for more information, give them a call at 751-6213. And also, if you've got interested in archaeology, you've got the E-Pass group. Their membership, their group was founded in 1922, and it's a nonprofit group, and they're involved in archaeology, and they're a wonderful group. If you're interested in anthropology, archaeology, or preservation in prehistoric and historic cultural resources, give them a call out there
You can find them on EPAS.
Yeah, EPAS.com.
It's a brand new website.
Yeah,
they just
updated
redid it.
Yeah, they're really excited about that. So get out there, check it out. And they're a really great group of people.
You know what they had me do? They had me relink to them the video I made on a cave out on it's actually McGregor Ranch.
Yeah.
And Scotty McNeish made this happen.
Yeah.
And it has a name I'm not sure I can say on the radio, but the cave was discovered by him. And anyway, EPAS is big in that. All right, check all that out. All right, we've got people on the phone here. And even if you don't win a prize, we need to talk to all of them, I think, because I think these are people, they may have had something to do with Richard White. But going in order for the trivia, what's that trivia question again?
The trivia question was, as a Marine in the Pacific Theater War during World War II, what was one of Congressman Richard White's main duties?
We have a question behind that for the second person, which
That's
you
right.
haven't said yet. All right, going first to Eleanor. Eleanor, good morning.
Oh, hello. How are you all this morning?
Great.
I'm glad.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I've called for the trivia.
Ah, what do you think? What do you think?
I think he was the loudspeaker.
He was a what?
The loudspeaker. He used his voice in the...
Keep going. To do what?
To tell the people from the cave.
There you go. We'll take that because that's what he did. He was actually an interpreter, I think was what you're going for.
Yeah, did you understand what language he was interpreting?
No, I did not understand that.
We're going to give it to her anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because he was talking the Japanese guys out of the cave is what Rod just said. And as soon as
I did not hear that part.
Okay. Rod, tell him again. He'd yell in the cave and then back up. Here comes the bullets, right?
Yeah, that's what Bernie was saying. He would try to talk them out of the caves because if they didn't come out of caves, then they had to blast them out and burn them out.
Oh.
He learned enough of the Japanese in the training schools to talk to them to come out with your hands up and we'll take care of you and we'll follow the Geneva Convention and we won't kill you and all this good stuff. And they were pretty tough to convince to come out.
They were.
Well, that was that history. Yeah. We're going to give it to you anyway, but we have other prizes for the people right behind you.
Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Hold on here, and Shelley will tell you how to pick up your prize, all right?
Okay.
Thank you much. Okay, that was Eleanor. Now let's go to Carla. Carla, we got a question for you, Carla. You ready? Okay, here comes a second question.
Richard White graduated from which El Paso High School?
I don't know. I
take
miss,
a guess.
I would say El Paso High School. I don't know.
Yes.
You win.
It's a very good guess. Because what year would that have been, Rod? Do you have that handy? It would have been, I got that here.
Oh, my gosh.
It would have been.
Long time ago.
He's got a
probably back, about 40, no, 38, no, 30.
Somewhere back in there.
38, 37.
Yeah, because he was at.
Well, we didn't ask that one.
El Paso High School. But he also went to Dudley Primary School.
Yeah.
Do you know
yes,
where that
I had that one. I you know, I thought about putting that
I'm
in, but we
didn't
sure discuss
that. I'm not
even sure
where Dudley's originally, where it was located.
I can tell Dudley. You. Well, let's ask you. Let's ask the next person a question. Where was Dudley originally located? Because I can tell you. All right, you've got that one figured out, and this was Carla, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, hold on. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, that's it.
Okay,
we got to
give you a prize, though. We forgot to give the first lady a prize.
Well, great, thank you.
But what now? What do you want? Now we got.
Oh, I will take the Tom Lee video.
Oh, okay. All right, Tom Lee video. Lady knows her stuff. That one is a very interesting one because we not only had him talking, but whenever he said something about something in El Paso, we went and found an archive picture and put that over his talking. So anyway, all right, Carla gets a Tom Lee video, Shelley. Okay, and now we got another call. Thank you. Hold on here. She'll tell you how to pick that up. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank
now we got to go
listening.
To someone by the name of Ketta. Good morning, Ketta.
Hi.
Is this the Ketta Fierro?
Yes.
I knew that. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you.
Do you want to do trivia or you just want to tell us about Richard White?
Well, I had the first two answers for the first two trivia questions.
Okay, you can probably, okay, I'll give you a trivia question.
Too
but
late.
Then, but no, we'll give you a third question. We'll give a DVD to you. Where was the original Dudley School? What street was it on?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Do you know what section of town it was in?
Downtown?
No.
I mean, it was wasn't it Central?
Kern Place.
Kern Place.
It was on
Kern
Robinson Place. And Kern Place at the corner of Robinson and roughly Campbell.
Not my neighborhood.
Okay, fair enough. But anyway, we in fact, we could get. Would you like a DVD anyway? How about,
sure,
what do you got left over there?
Oh, God. You've got, let's see, we've got Celebration of Our Cultures, El Paso Smelter, Women's Club of El Paso, Tapestry, Gunfights of
how
the
about
Old
a Rosa,
West.
How about a Rosa Guerrera Tapestry?
That's great.
Okay, let's talk you into that one. Now, don't go away, because we need to ask you some questions here. You know Rod White,
okay.
You know Rod White fairly well, I'm thinking.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, this is a fine lady.
I knew him when he was a kid.
Oh,
she
yeah.
knows his secrets. That's why we, I don't
but,
know.
But also, tell people what you did for Richard White.
Oh.
I mean, you ran his offices.
Work. Pardon me?
You ran his offices.
Yes, I worked for him for 15 years in his district office. And he took me to Washington to learn how they did things over there so that I could do them the same way over here. And I had a contact over there, and I went about 8 or 9 times during those 15 years.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I remember meeting you several times, and one time you brought enchiladas fresh from, I think, Leo's or something, up to have a dinner at the White's house, and I got to go eat some of that. That was fabulous. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't bring enchiladas.
Somebody, you sent them.
I made enchiladas.
Oh.
Uh-huh. But when the congressman said, remember that Congressman White used to get, he'd have members of Congress from, I think it was immigration. I can't remember the name of the committee. And there was about 5 congressmen and a counsel who came to for hearings here in El Paso. And they were here for 2 days. And the congressman asked me, he says, Ketta, they want to eat Mexican food. Where do you recommend that we take them for good Mexican food? And I started thinking, and I said, I would do it. The best Mexican food is at my house.
There you go. Yes.
And he says, that you want to offer, and I said, that's what I'm doing. So I made enchiladas from scratch. I had my chili, and I made tacos.
That's great.
Made chiles rellenos. What else did I make?
And now I'm hungry.
We're all coming to your house this afternoon.
I would venture to guess you spoiled them to Mexican food forever.
Yeah, spoiled them good.
It's tough to find that anywhere else.
Well, that
and my husband was a played bartender, and they came, and one of the council told me, he says, gosh, I've even forgotten the names of the congressmen. But one of them was an Italian congressman from, I think, Colorado.
Well, I got to tell you, you have a great history with El Paso, but also with the congressman. I remember, because, see, I was one of those patronage job kids that I ran an elevator in the House office buildings while you were in El Paso.
Oh, yes.
I was actually in D.C. That's how I got to D.C. to get a career in television and now radio. But it was because of the White family I got to D.C. And I remember you being on the other end of the phone in El Paso half the time. It was great.
Yes. So I always called over there for everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you again. And
don't hang up, please. I wanted to make a comment.
Please, go ahead.
I want everybody to know that Ketta Fierro has put in so many years of service to her community.
Oh, my.
She did a fantastic job as running Dad's El Paso office. I can't tell you how many people that she helped. So, and she continued that after she finished with when my father retired. She's continued to do that ever since.
She hasn't stopped yet,
I don't think. She hasn't. You haven't stopped at all. I don't think people realize all the things you do for the community.
And thank you for that.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you.
Well, hang on here. Shelly is going to tell you how to pick up this DVD about the Rosa Guerrera Tapestry. That's a great video, by the way. And Rosa,
thank you.
Rosa's a good person as well. All right. Well,
yes,
Ketta Fierro, thank you for calling. Hold on. Don't go away, Shelly. We'll be on the phone
shortly. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ketta Fierro. And I remember her very well. And I remember those enchiladas. I thought she sent them, but I think she made them and sent them. That was fabulous. All right. Should we take a break here, Sergio? We probably should, because you've got to sell some soap for the crown here, so to speak, Melissa. Shall we do that? What's on Facebook going on?
I'm just trying to put together the picture of our guests as well as the picture of James H. White. And so I want to get that all set up so you can take a look at him. It's not up yet, but it'll be there shortly after the break.
But they can take a question. We'll take a question from the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
El Paso History Radio
Show.
And also a phone number.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Childhood hunger is a silent epidemic. One in five school children do not have enough to eat. School lunch programs help feed these kids. But when the school bell rings on Friday, many of these children have nothing to eat. Blessings in a Backpack provides two entrees, two breakfasts, and two snacks for children who would otherwise have no food and no hope. Go to blessingsinabackpack.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321321.
Attention, corporate America. 80% of the wealthiest people made their money by investing in real estate. Right now, real estate is making a huge comeback. If you are successful and have at least $20,000 in startup capital, pay attention.
Hi, this is Amy Keith. I'm one of the owners of FlipCheapHouses.com. Our typical member is from corporate America. talented women and men making $100,000 to $200,000 a year, and they're tired of building someone else's business. Now they want to build their own family business. If you can give me at least 10 hours a week, I can show you how, without any financial risk, you too can flip cheap houses working from home. Help me help you. Log on to our website at help2017.com and watch a free webinar that will change your life. That's help, H-E-L-P-2017.com to watch a free webinar to change your life. That's help, H-E-L-P-2017.com.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All we got things going on here. Got to tell you about something about the EPMPOA. And if you're one of them, I guess you know what that means. But it's the El Paso Municipal Police Officers Association. They're having a car show on April the 1st. And normally we don't do this, I tell you that, but what they're doing is raising money to expand the Fallen Officers Monument, which I think, frankly, is something that should be done. So that's why we're doing this. Having a car show April the 1st, 10 to 2 p.m., and it is at the Hooters. Well, maybe we should just go and see, check out the hood ornaments, the Hooter ornaments.
Yeah, which hood?
What are you talking about? Anyway,
bumpers.
I'm not going there.
We might, but anyway, it's a Cielo Vista Mall location, and the car show is at 8:30 in the morning. Judging starts at 10, and what they're doing is expanding the monument for the fallen officers. So anyway, get a hold of them in El Paso. The number is 494-1710. 494-1710. What do you got?
Me, on the other hand, I'm interested in looking at dead people. There's a downtown ghost tour tonight.
Oh, that kind of
That's right, those kind of dead people. Tonight, from 9 to 11 p.m., you can go down to 110 East San Antonio Street at the Wigwam Museum.
Wigwam,
yes.
Wigwam,
at the history, legends, and lore come to life. They come to death in the downtown El Paso ghost tour with Ghost 915. Learn about the dark tales of history and the paranormal of the six-shooter capital of the world, plus investigate the basement of the Wigwam Museum. So if you're interested in taking a tour tonight, call 915-274-9531. And there's also a haunted pub crawl next Saturday, the 25th at 8 p.m., and you'll be meeting at the Gardner Hotel on Franklin Avenue. Again, they're going to be talking about history, legends, and lore, and they'll be going through all the different bars downtown, and you can get drunk with a ghost.
Good luck with that.
So give them a call at 915-274-9531.
Apparently, the stuff down under the town is just as interesting as the stuff up on top.
Sure it is, especially if you start drinking with ghosts. Be like the haunted ghost tour at Disneyland.
Take a look at our Facebook page. We got the picture of Richard C. White's original poster.
Yes.
When he ran for Congress. I remember that one, Rod.
Yeah.
Rod White's in the house here. Bernie Sargent's here. We're going to talk about, well, we've got a phone call we need to deal with here, but we're going to talk more about Captain White, because Captain White was an amazing guy, and he was the one that put your family into the West. They had been, I guess, Virginians or somewhere back there. Bernie, but it was a Virginia.
Yes, Virginia.
Origin for this crowd. Uh-huh. And then he ended up in Appomattox, this kid did, when he was
at the surrender, at Lee's surrender, yeah.
17 years old or 18 years old?
He had just turned 18.
Wow. So yeah. And he'd already been in that Army for quite a while.
Yeah. He was the youngest enlistee.
He didn't tell him what age he was when he got into that.
Wounded twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he ended up here in El Paso as the sheriff and the first cop.
Yeah. I understand that he sort of worked his way west, and he was on a cattle drive.
Yeah.
That was coming, that was supposed to go west.
To California.
And to California, and they had too much hassles along the way, so they went to Kansas to dump the cattle, and he just sort of ended migrating over to El Paso.
They ran the cattle up to Abilene, and then he went over to Fort Dodge, which ended up becoming Dodge, Kansas, and served under Sheridan as an Indian scout.
We're going to get into that in a second hour. I got a guy named Fred on the phone. Fred knew the congressman, I'm thinking. Hey, Fred, how's it going?
All right. I need to know, and everybody's wondering, where is Congressman White today? Is he still alive?
That's a good question. No, he passed away Oh, my goodness.
I have it as 98.
98, yeah, 7, 98. He had a childhood illness, and it affected his heart muscles. So he actually died in a younger age. He was in pretty good shape otherwise.
What city did he die in?
Well, he was in El Paso. He was a lawyer here in El Paso. I guess you could say he died with his boots on.
What year?
But in about
98.
Yeah, and he is buried in Arlington Cemetery.
We have a picture of his grave.
Yeah, there's a picture. And I have to thank former Congressman Sylvester Reyes for this. He helped procure this location. It's right below, behind the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the street that's below it. He's got a prime spot there.
Okay, let me ask you. So he died in 1989. Another
98. February
18th. Who is this Captain White? You all keep
Captain White was James H. White. He was my great grandfather. That would have been my father's grandfather. So Captain White's what brought everybody to El Paso ultimately. But so he goes way back to the early time period, and Bernie can talk more about this.
We're going to take the second hour and take a look at that captain, because that captain was an amazing guy for El Paso history, and part of his legacy is sitting here in the studio with us, Rod White, and his father, of course, is from the same lineage. So that's why we're talking about these two gentlemen, the congressman, and Rod's here talking about that, and then the original captain, born in
Virginia,
way back before the Civil War. So, and he's the guy who formed El Paso's police department originally. So, Fred, that's what we're going to talk about in the second hour.
Okay, I appreciate that. And one last thing.
Sure.
One time he told me that I sure liked him, and he was a good Democrat. And he told me, he said that you must be a Yellow Dog Democrat. And I said, what's a Yellow Dog Democrat? He said, someone that would vote for a yellow dog before he'd vote for a Republican.
That must be true. So it goes.
He was a good man,
Thank you, Fred. You take her easy.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. There's a lot of people knew Richard White, and everybody, I think, is favorably impressed. Yeah. I mean, how could you not be?
Well, yeah, I wanted to mention.
We got to take a break. Hold your thought. Oh. But don't lose it, because we have another break to deal with before we get out of this hour, and we got to do that now.
544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, I'm Mark Israel, owner of Donut Plant. I used 80,000 points from my Chase Inc. business card to make the latest food craze, the Ripple Donut. Now it's making headlines. NYC's best, raves the New York Post. Donut Plant has outdone itself, says Spoon University. And Grub Street says it will light up your Instagram.
What will you create with your points? Visit chase.com/ink to learn more about Inc. Business Preferred. Chase for business, so you can.
Real business owner compensated for use of his actual statements. Credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA NA. Restrictions and limitations apply.
I've always wanted a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live
in a neighborhood with you.
So let's make the most of this beautiful day.
Since we're together, we might as well say,
would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship in his neighborhood, hoping we would do the same. So let's get started. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesman. Paid for by Amicus Media Group. Attention. If you or a loved one were prescribed the blood thinner medication Xarelto or Pradaxa and experienced a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to compensation. At least one report estimates tens of thousands will suffer major bleeding events requiring hospitalization, and more than 4,000 people may bleed to death after taking Xarelto. These dangerous drugs have been linked to an increased risk of severe internal bleeding, hemorrhaging, stroke, heart attack, and and even death. If you or a loved one has experienced a serious bleeding event or died from serious internal bleeding after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the Xarelto Pradaxa Legal Helpline now at 800-494-1176. Our network of experienced attorneys are ready to help fight for you. You won't pay a thing until your case is settled. Don't fight this alone. Call the Xarelto Pradaxa Legal Helpline now at 800-494-1176. 800-494-1176. 800-494-1176.
Your forever friend is waiting for their forever home. News Radio 690 and the Humane Society of El Paso are finding homes for some of the most grateful rescues in the city. Log on to ktsmradio.com and enter the keyword pets to see adorable pictures of pets waiting for a new forever home. Forever Friends is brought to you by Pet Heroes Grooming, 6304 Edgemere near Geronimo and 5360 North Mesa. Helping find forever homes for forever friends. From the Humane Society of El Paso and News Radio 690.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on out there at the Archaeology Museum. EPAS is having a meeting today. Featured speaker is Patrick Beckett, Proto-Historic Indian Populations in Southern New Mexico and El Paso. And they go EPAS.com. Also, 11th Annual Poppy Festival coming April 1st. That's at the Museum of Archaeology. Call that crowd out there if you want to find out what they're doing. 755-4332. What do you got?
Well, we've got Celebrate Preservation Month. An alliance of organizations is pleased to announce the 6th Annual Preservation Month in El Paso. The month of May will celebrate our heritage and history, and this year they're going to focus on endangered buildings, neighborhoods, cemeteries, corridors, natural habitats, and historical sites throughout El Paso County. They're asking groups and organizations to consider sponsoring or co-sponsoring an event or program during the month of May. The deadline for joining the Celebration of Preservation Month is April 15th. And for more information, give Ron Lyman a call at 915-740-6829 or Shelley Sutherland at 409-599-1277. I think this would be a great event. We just need to keep preserving
in the month of May. And that's also right. We want to thank the very well-preserved people in the control room. One of them is Shelley.
That's right.
Shelley Sutherland, call screener. Thank you kindly for doing what you do. And we need a call screener on April the 1st, right, Shelley? Okay, we'll put that out there. Somebody wants to call us and
April
be a call
fools.
Screener? No, it's not a joke. We need a call screener because she's off doing something. And the man behind the electrons, 1, 2, 3, Sergio Valenzuela. Thank you very much. He's the one who makes the electrons get up and jump out into your radio. Right. So we appreciate him doing it. All right, Rod White, we got you here for another hour, along with Bernie Sargent. We're going to ask all about the captain in the next hour. But tell me, you had a thought on your brain. Do you remember it?
Well yes. Last caller talked a little bit about Yellow Dog Democrat as a term. I've never heard him call himself that much, but I do know he's called himself at many times a Blue Dog Democrat.
Your father.
Which was, yes. Now, that was a very different term. Basically, that was a more conservative Democrat than some of the Northern Democrats. Mm-hmm. And that would be his position. He was always liberal on the social issues and more conservative on the fiscal issues. So he would be considered a moderate in most people's book.
The other thing Richard C. White was, in addition to being a congressman and a lawyer and a father and a good guy, he was also very into El Paso history.
Yes.
He was the chair. It was the president of the El Paso County Historical Society at one point, and he was also very interested in places like Waco Tanks. We'll also talk about next hour how he also helped form state parks, specifically Waco Tanks. Bernie, do you know some of that history? Or
Not as well as he does.
Okay, but that history was there, and also the national park.
Yes.
He helped form the National Park of Guadalupe.
Mountain. Yes, that's correct.
A lot going on there with the congressman. We'll get more into that in the second hour. And the thing about Richard White was, I'll just tell you real quick as we go to break here, but the Tiguas were actually put in charge of Waco Tanks by the county when it was a county park. And so when it became a state park, the congressman wanted to keep them there because they were kind of destitute at the time, just been named a tribe, had no income. So he thought they could at least get some income off of running the park. And when this became a state park, state said, we don't do that. So that's how the Tiguas did not become part of the state park. But anyway, that's some of that history there. All right, Melissa, should we come back after the break?
I think we should.
And you're going to take some pictures during the break.
Yes, I am.
Of this stuff in the trunk. There's an ancient trunk. That's a 150-year-old trunk, isn't it?
Pretty close.
At least.
Yeah.
And stuff coming out of that is history.
It's going to be pretty cool. It'll be some of the stuff that I posted on the picture of James H. White. So take a look at the picture on Facebook, the El Paso History Radio Show. You'll see some of the items that he's wearing in that picture, and we'll see you then.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.